Ding dong, Maverick on high. Magic mind spells are ringing. Ding dong, Shazam in the sky. And Spider-Man is swinging.
Upgrade to Sky Cinema for more of the latest blockbusters like Top Gun Maverick, Magic Mike, The Last Dance, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, Fast 10, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. 2 free view cinema tickets a month and Paramount Plus. Sky Cinema.
Movies make Christmas.
That's good value.
Sky TV contract and Paramount Plus setup required. View ticket valid Sunday to Thursday. Limits and restrictions apply. See sky.com for terms.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. Gavin's here, Sunday's here, Harry's here, little size here, no big size. He's got some days holiday he hasn't taken, and you got to take them before the end of the year.
Yep.
Take them or lose them.
You'll
take
lose
them
it.
Or lose them. Like this podcast, yeah?
Right.
Download it or you'll have another chance.
Yeah, it's not a use it or lose it situation.
No, you download it this week or you'll have another chance anytime.
Or next week, yeah.
Because it's always there.
Sure.
Every single episode.
But that's why we're reliable, dependable.
And predictable.
And predictable.
Yeah.
Always
but
there.
Also entertaining.
And, yes.
Predictably entertaining. You see, it's not always that bad. Predictably hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
It's predictably engaging.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Sure.
So sometimes people say, isn't he a bit predictable? You go, yeah, predictably hilarious.
You know you're going to enjoy it.
Predictably generous. Predictably brilliant, entertaining, engaging.
Absolutely.
You know, everyone always thinks predictable is negative. It's not.
Not always, no.
I tell you psych. Mm-hmm. Roger Mortimer, who was the Times racing correspondent,
yeah.
And wrote the incomparably beautiful History of the Derby,
yeah.
Which is the best ever book on racing ever written.
Right.
It's fantastic. But his motto in life, yeah,
mm-hmm.
He was also a prisoner of war captured during Dunkirk.
Right.
And spent the entire war in Stalagluft, whatever, where they did the Great Escape.
Yeah.
The Wooden Year, he went through all these.
Yeah.
Just a great man. Yeah. He's a real good lad from history, Gav.
You're right.
But he said, and this is what life had taught him, and he knew men from prisoner of war camps and at the army and race courses during the glory years, yeah? And
yeah.
Do you know what he learned in life?
What?
A good horse runs true to form. Mm. It's not one that wins.
It's one
not
that
one
runs
that loses.
As, it, it as runs, its form, yeah.
That runs true to form, that is predictable. That's
reliable.
All you. That's all you want if you're a gambler. You don't want things that suddenly come out of nowhere. And when you just want a good horse,
right.
Runs true to form. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the good horse of British radio. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. This week, we've got the Cornish at their attention-seeking worst. We've got Shakira finally paying her tax, but I'm afraid missing out on the Ultimate Reality series,
yeah.
Which will be her in jail, which will be great, and hopefully pretty tawdry.
Mm.
And 18th century watchmaker getting inventive and doing ingenious things with his big hand in the woodman's erotical slot. Christ knows what his little hand was up to. Enjoy the predictably brilliant Running True to Form podcast!
Radio X.
Friday, I'm in love. What a way to start Monday.
It's got such a Monday feeling.
Thank you in there at the Mega Desk. I know you do that deliberately. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Funny.
Do you know why they do
funny.
It? Do you know why the bosses do it?
Why?
To exert control.
Yeah.
They don't want this as some kind of rogue station.
That's right, yeah.
Led by some kind of maverick triathlete.
Mm.
Yeah? They put it there like a little piece of cheese in a mousetrap.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course
to see if you'll go for the bite.
Playing with their heads, of course they are. Because they sit there on the mega desk, the two guys in charge, and it's like they are like Viper and Jester.
Yeah. They're chuckling. No one buzzes the tower when they're there.
Yeah, right now, possibly the same amount going, I flew with this fast. I did radio with him back in the old days, you know. Anyway. Whew! Gutsiest piece of radio I ever heard.
Wow.
Got some Templeton's here. No, it's one of my favourite bits in Top Gun, where he just leans in and, you know, Kelly McGillis is doing that lecture about how not to fly.
Right.
This time, they managed to work out, but we must see this as what not to do.
Yeah.
And that guy just leans down to Mav and just goes, gutsiest piece of flying I ever saw. It's just great. But anyway, this is always gutsy radio, isn't it? At its best.
Yeah.
Right at the best. We're pulling G's every day, right?
Sure.
Pushing the envelope.
Pulling G's down, yeah. Uh-huh. And giving the bogey the birdie.
Right.
That's what we're doing here.
And riding away up the ziggurat.
Exactly right. There's no hard deck here, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah, flying below the hard deck, yeah? No ceilings. Radio without ceilings.
Sure.
Please ask yourself, what would Goose do?
Yeah, what would Goose
exactly.
do?
Exactly.
Talk to me, Goose. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was like going to be our craze this whole year.
Right. Whenever you need it.
Whenever you're under pressure, particularly from partners. They go, well, where were you? Why didn't you call me? Talk to me, Goose. I forgot. That was so funny. God. Because it's like that. It's a shame there's not like a, I don't know, something you could go to on global radio, you know, global player.
Sure.
You know, Radio X, and just click through there and you could find things like that again.
Yeah.
You know, like in sort of 1 hour highlights packed. Wait a second.
What?
Did I just reinvent the podcast?
I think you did.
Wow. We have got a brand new podcast. It's out on Global Player, the official app for Radio X. 1 hour of highlights from all 15 hours of last week's show. Do go and get it. Tell your friends. Enjoy it. Spread the word. Subscribe. Listen to it again and again. Go on about it at dinner parties. Bore people.
Send the link to all your friends.
Shout about it in the pub.
Sure, yeah.
Stand up in the
stranger
pub.
Stranger on the
Who's
bus.
Everyone? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Like at the end of a rom-com.
Yes.
Shout really loudly.
Yeah. Listen to public transport, especially crowded trains.
Mm. On speakers.
And when you go, I'm listening to 4 to 70. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right.
Everyone there. Yeah.
Be that guy.
Be that guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
we love that guy.
Train guy. Maybe even walk up and down the carriage.
You gotta hear these guys. Be that guy. Right. Or girl.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 7 thing, Radio X coming up. I've got we had a massive weekend.
Yeah.
All of the 4 to 7 thing gang. Although Sunta didn't, and my goodness, Sunta.
I know, it's weird, isn't it?
You look bushy tailed today.
Thanks.
You really, I'm not saying on Mondays you normally don't. But on Mondays you normally, let's just say you don't normally look this good.
Okay. I'll take it.
Okay, this way. I spotted it walking behind you when I was outside the studio just looking through the window. I spotted it just by the way the back of your head bobbled.
Really?
Yes. It was more lively, your hair just had a bit more bounce to it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You didn't have bar hair. You don't normally. I was just asking you.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Radio X.
Shakira.
Mm.
Shakira.
Yeah.
You've normally got to go Shakira.
You've always got to go Shakira.
Do, yeah.
Never, ever say it while making love.
What?
If you're a fella.
Why would you?
No, because there was a time I used to be on a radio station, used to play a lot.
Yeah.
You just got to be really watch it, just generally in life.
Yeah.
You don't suddenly find yourself at critical moments going, Shakira!
Just don't do that. Yeah.
Because I can tell you, partners do not like that.
Yeah, I bet.
Don't do that.
But that's old shtick. According to the Shakira song, hips don't lie.
Oh.
Do hips lie? I've never...
I've never questioned a pair.
Hips do not lie. Shakira has told us this.
Yes,
that
Shakira
is true.
Shakira.
Yeah.
No, but do hips lie?
No.
I don't think so.
Any more than there's a she-wolf in the bathroom, right? Spanish prosecutors weren't sure she was telling the truth for several years. Because she obviously filled out her tax forms not with her hips.
Right.
But with her forked tongue.
And her crafty accountant.
Yeah, crafty accountant who's probably got the eyes of a wolf. But yeah, so she didn't use her hips for her tax returns.
No, evidently.
She's had to pay
her
$8 million. She's avoided jail, and that is her error.
Right.
She's done $8 million.
Mm.
Can you imagine as a reality show?
Oh, my
Shakira in prison.
Shakira in prison, yeah.
I refuse to pay. I will take the punishment.
I'll take the jail, please.
Oh, the publicity.
And unbelievable. Forget the Kardashians.
I'll take the large check for someone to film me through it.
Yeah. Next week on Shakira Inside.
Shakira gets her first trip down the gym.
She does look great in orange. So,
right.
You know.
Next week, no, Spanish though. Next week on Shakira, she...
Table tennis.
She makes some road signs. Next week on Shakira, Shakira bangs out 50 number plates in a week.
Next can Shakira, week Shakira dig through a wall?
Next week, with just 2 hours to go, Shakira still hasn't done her allotted amount of road signs. She's still got to do one for the motorway from Valencia to Barcelona.
Oh,
I'd watch
man.
It.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
She'd make a fortune. She'd.
I mean,
a fortune.
Obviously, it wouldn't be big on fashion.
No.
You wouldn't be selling a lot of stuff there, but they could. She could do a big gig like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Shakira.
Sure. Yeah.
She's missed an opportunity. It'd be worth millions.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X. The Beatles, Now and Then, just as little Si and I were having a conversation about finance, and Sunta joined in.
Wow.
I don't think it was any place for a lady.
It wasn't really about finance. Oh.
No, it wasn't at all. I was just, you know, I always go to
I was thinking,
side.
When did that happen?
Finance.
Finance.
We're just talking about finance. We were talking about which card you have for your Apple Pay.
Oh, right.
Loyalty
points.
Loyalty points, yeah. But I don't, but when we talk about that, maybe there's something you can tidy away. I'm joking.
You are outrageous.
But no, because it's Sunta who told me first to get to do that with my thing, but I wasn't going to give you the
right the satisfaction.
I was going to give you the satisfaction because you always, because I don't know why. Anytime I do something you suggest, I feel like I've lost. Now time to thank our partner of this episode, Sky. The BAFTA award-winning show, The Lazarus Project, is back with an unmissable, action-packed new series. The world is stuck in a three-week time loop with the clock resetting each time the world ends. The Lazarus agents need to find a way to save the future and all of humanity before it's too late. The stakes have never been higher, with even more twists and turns and even trickier moral challenges to navigate. Johnny can't wait to see it. If I could go back in time... Actually, thinking about it, I'd probably go back to that last bit I did and avoid talking about myself in the third person. But what would you do? Make your fortune? Get back the one that got away? Undo a poor life decision? Watch all episodes of the new series of The Lazarus Project on Sky. Thanks again to Sky for supporting this podcast.
Radio.
X.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
One of those tunes that makes you wish... You're driving like an 18-wheeler truck, yeah? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just wearing like old-school jockey Y fronts and a pair of cowboy boots.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
And a dirty old cap.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. If you like, yeah. You can throw in a cap.
Like a John Deere cap or something, yeah.
But grubby snapback.
But yeah. I'd probably wear like a tartan shirt as well, because then it's my secret.
Yes. Yes.
Sort of thinking, they don't even know.
They don't realise I'm in my
here
pants.
I'm just rocking around in my briefs.
Sure. A flannel shirt.
Yeah, flannel shirt. Yeah, with a gilet over
I thought
it.
You were going to pick up on the wife front.
No,
it was more the shirt.
I assume everyone who is driving a truck is not wearing pants.
Yeah.
It's a good assumption. So same with newsreaders,
no,
isn't it?
No. Hang on a second. But what you're saying is, but you think they're all commando style or just completely...
No, I meant pants in the American term.
Good name for another.
I was thinking of an American 18-wheeler.
Okay. Sure. I meant the American pants.
Sure.
So your English trousers. Are we doing trouser talk?
Trouser talk. No, don't try. Look, you a big size. Bang up. God, settle down, Fang.
This is pant chat.
Yeah, pant chat. Yeah, it's pant. Well, no, sure. We think so. We don't know what's going on in the recesses of Sunta's mind, where she was visualising Sunta Templeton's Commando Truckers on Discovery.
It's a great name for
That's
a show.
Great name for a graphic
great,
novel
great,
no,
great,
or a movie series.
What, Commando Truckers?
Yeah.
What about
no,
a load of truckers?
Sunta Templeton's Commando Truckers.
Sunta Templeton's Commando Truckers is
she
great,
leads
yeah.
a band yeah. of truckers.
Yeah. Yeah, if you are 8936, if you're a trucker today and you're going commando style,
yeah.
just because you like it that way,
sure,
or you knew we'd be playing the back keys and that's how you like to rock,
exactly,
yeah. And if you'd like to be led by Sunta Templeton, in a Mad Max crew, of truckers,
and you just like to sing a commando style, commando style,
commando style,
commando style, commando style, commando.
God, I'd love it if you had your own haulage firm. So
I want my own haulage firm.
Templeton haulage.
Pants in the glove box. Right, do you know something? I mean, I think we've got time. Can we talk about a little. Let's talk about a little sign in the shower, having a bit of fun in the shower. Yeah. It's not going to take long. I bet it wasn't that much fun.
Well,
what happened?
What happened? Well,
don't bring it down because I've really got what's going on a Monday, and that's tough.
Yeah.
It's like trying to jump start a truck.
An 18-wheeler.
An 18-wheeler, We've got pants in the glove box.
Right.
Pants in the glove box. Da-da-da-da. Okay, go on, what you got? They're going to get my pants in the glove box. No, don't stop.
Why? Well, I don't even know where to start. Why are we talking about you in the shower?
Yeah, what have you got?
I was having a bit of fun because I like singing in the shower sometimes.
Right. What's your favourite song to sing in the shower?
What's your favourite show tune?
This week, because it's perfect reverb in there.
Okay, you've got a nice little tight.
But for what? Because some music don't like that.
No. This song was perfect for it.
Is that echo or reverb?
That's reverb.
Reverb.
Yeah. Is it? Because it's quite confined space.
Echo is just a repeat. Just
I get that in my shower.
Not just the aura lasting longer.
But I get a bit of repeat in the shower.
Well, then you got some echo in there as well as
unless there's someone in there. Hang on. I'm going to go back and have a look. John, come on.
You've
got to think of it. The accent is different. I go, John. He goes, John. So I go, all right there. All right there.
Have a nice shower.
Sorry.
Go on, Si. So what were you singing?
I was singing Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. Okay. Sing Wham. Why did you sing Wham in shower?
I don't know. It just
Wham in the
my
shower.
Head. That I don't know why.
Wham in the shower. Sorry. Sorry.
But it was that bit where he sings, you're going to get that high like that.
Yeah.
Really high.
And you got a nice.
And all I was doing was playing with that note, that
right,
change of
yeah.
note.
He goes up even higher.
That
Yeah,
and then I started yodeling.
Oh, right.
So I started yodeling.
Because there's no yodeling in the original.
There's no yodeling in this. That's not considered a yodel tune.
No, it's not a yodeling classic.
But it was great fun.
You look like an old Jim Reeves. Like an aging Jim Reeves, you must look like.
Your poor wife with the two babies outside, and all she can hear is you yodeling.
I'm gonna
in
get
the shower.
That high. And then you're gonna get that yodeling.
So I'm really considering practicing it now. I'm really getting good.
You should do it every day a lot.
Tell you what, if you go on YouTube, there's some yodelers there that'll blow your mind.
Johnny Vaughan, Radio X.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is 4 till something on Radio X. Thank you so much for joining us. Here we go.
Go on.
Three quickies. But do you know what? We've had so much good stuff to talk about after the weekend.
Yep.
Yeah.
I haven't really told you what's going on in the world. You'll have nothing to talk about at tea time.
Oh,
of course.
Quickie.
Yeah, go on.
Get ready. First of all, Cornish, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
No, first of all, actually.
Go on.
Some drug dealers.
Yes.
A gang. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just been nicked. They've just been sent down. It's all done. But they, on their phones, they idolised Al Pacino's character, Tony Montana in Scarface.
Yeah.
Can I say, if you watch the film, he's odious.
Yes.
I love it when he gets his comeuppance.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's grim. It's really grim.
But it shows that if you're watching that and you're idolising him, you're missing the whole point.
I know.
This nasty, psychopathic little parasite he is.
I know.
Just because he won't, destroy that car at the end.
He kills his way to the top.
No, but
there's nothing redeeming about
him. He goes around and sees his mum and he's got that cat. Oh. She's the hero of it.
She is.
His mum.
Yeah, yeah.
Who wants to
That's
keep
right.
him away?
That's right. She's the only one who doesn't waver.
Yeah. Everywhere he goes, he just contaminates. He's poor order.
That's true.
He's horrible.
It's true. That's whole point when he says, so say goodnight to the bad guy.
Yeah.
He is the bad guy.
Yeah. Cora Celestine.
Yeah.
You're
going
to see her.
And he's all drunk.
He could sing that song, actually.
Yes. Where are you speaking to? Where are you speaking to? I'm so glad. I'm so glad I found you. Where you speaking to?
It's perfect,
yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I like you, Tony. There's no lying in you.
Forget about 35.
Yeah, I saw Duck Walk. Yes, his character's alluring, yeah?
Yes.
Just like Milton's Satan.
Sure.
In Paradise Lost. Yes, he's alluring, but he's vile.
And his rise to the top is meteoric.
Also, look how he looks at that, the tiger on the chain.
Yeah.
And it's just horrible.
I know.
And he's like, yeah, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I've got
he's
a thinking, tiger. Yeah, and the poor tiger's just stuck there. Yeah.
He's on a riverbank in a horrible, tacky mansion.
And that tiger's not happy.
Look at that awful jealous note. Anytime he sees his sister.
I know, he's weird like that.
And also, he likes that Cadillac.
Fernando knows how to treat a lady.
Why?
Tomegao.
But also.
Yeah.
But also.
Michelle Pfeiffer's right. When he turns up in that Cadillac.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's a Cadillac. It's the most horrible car.
It's a crimp puff.
He's got no taste at all.
No. That's right.
The grim little man.
The only thing he's got, which yeah. I envy, yeah. is that bathroom.
That's right. The
really?
Sunken, the round tub.
A sunken bath in a carpeted bath.
Swearing at the telly.
TV
in a sunken bath.
Carpeted
bath. No, not carpeted.
No, because you've got to rip it up every year because of damp. It's hilarious. It's so flash. Just to sit there. I know, it looks great. I'd love to sit in a bath. Okay, that's the only good bit. But
yeah.
the mum is the only good character. It just shows what sort of people these are. If they're looking at that. Because yeah. I can't wait for him to be riddled with, yeah, gunfire, which of course he is at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
No, can I just say, a bit of a late one on Scarface, isn't it?
Scarface,
sorry,
spoilers.
Sorry, no, it's got a very up. Well, if, yeah, sorry. I should have warned you about that one.
Hello, it's Jonathan Ross.
And me, Honey Ross.
We have a new weekly podcast out now called Real Talk, where we dive into and dissect the most exciting new releases from the film and TV world.
This week we're supported by Sky and the release of the second series of their BAFTA award-winning show, The Lazarus Project. In this brilliant series, the world is locked into a never-ending time loop and the Lazarus team must race against the clock to find a solution before humanity is wiped out forever.
All episodes of the new series of The Lazarus Project are available now on Sky. And to listen to our new podcast, Real Talks, head over to Global Player.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've got the names of the UK's biggest whiners. We're going to play Armadies, right?
Nice.
UK's biggest whiners. Hey, we had one earlier from Winsford.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
the Winsford Wine.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Alex.
Oh, you never read my text out. We did today, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Now you're left in a paradox, aren't you?
Yeah.
We've confined you to a paradoxical purgatory.
Yeah.
Great name for a show. A game show.
Pair of logical welcome handcuffs.
Welcome to Paradox. We try and lock contestants up in a contradiction that somehow makes sense. Okay, you ready for this?
Mm.
The names of the UK's biggest whiners have been revealed. Trustpilot looked at people who left one-star reviews on the site since 2007.
Nice.
Oh,
okay, so we're going to start.
Beautiful.
Sunta, heads or tails, my love?
Tails, please.
It is tails. Just adjust your jumper.
Thank you.
Is your jumper all adjusted? Is that Christmas light?
It is Christmas light. Well done for noticing.
It's sort of just going into Advent, isn't it? That's fantastic. It's a sort of, it's pink with a snowflake motif.
Yeah.
Well, no, more sort of peach. No.
It's like a...
Salmon.
It's yeah. A salmon.
It's a salmon.
Peach. Yeah. Apricot. Peach. Light orange. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You've got Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
Steve. They had complaints to 11,399, Steve.
Wow.
Since 2007. But do you think they had more from Chris's or less from Chris's?
Higher, more.
Chris was higher, exactly right.
Great.
They had 16,642 from Chris's. But what about Sarah's?
Oh, higher.
No, it's lower.
No!
No, 13,971 from Sarah.
I just assumed that female names would be higher.
Yeah.
Is there a Karen on the list?
No, there's no Karen. Interestingly, there isn't. Yeah. Well, you don't know.
We don't know.
Oh, you do now. Okay, so we're with Sarah, okay? But do you think more Pauls or less Pauls complained than Sarah's?
I think more Pauls.
Exactly right. Well, yeah. Because McCartney's always whinging.
Exactly.
Oh.
Right.
Exactly.
The Beatles rule.
Sure.
Okay, well, let's see if that works. Do you think more Johns complain than Pauls?
I think, yeah, more Johns.
Well, on the grounds that John Lennon, no, I'm afraid you're wrong.
Oh.
It turns out that more, less Johns complain than Pauls.
Please tell me the next one's Ringo.
No, it's George.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Wow.
Okay, we're with John. There's no more Beatles. Oh, no, there might be.
Oh, there might be.
There might be more Beatles.
We don't know.
Okay.
We're with John.
We're with John. But do you think more Andrews? He's patron saint of Scotland.
Yeah.
And certainly the Scots, not backwards when it comes to whinging.
Sure.
But do you think Andrews more than John's? Higher
no.
or lower than John?
Lower. Less. Fewer.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Exactly.
Wow.
Okay, we're with Andrew. Sons, do you think more Jameses complain? Do you think James is somehow whingier?
Yeah, more Jameses complain. More
than
higher,
Andrews?
Higher, higher.
Why do you think that?
I just think they do. I just think Jameses are tricky.
Jimmy the Whinger?
Yes.
Whinging Jim?
Whinging Jim.
Yeah, you're exactly right as well. okay. James, 15,079.
Wow.
Fractionally more than Sarah's. We're with James.
Okay.
But do you think more Michael's campaigns than James's? Whinging Mike or Whinging Jim? Whinging Mike. Mike the whiner. Mike, whiny Mike.
Whiny Mike. No, no, less. Fewer.
Sick down. Mick. You think they're down? They are down. Okay, you're with Michael. But do you think more or less Mark's? Mark or Mike? Or do you think Mark is higher or lower?
Mark is higher.
Mark is higher. Exactly right. Weirdly, 16,000.
You've done a lot of retail before, Santa.
No, but seriously.
I have had a few years in retail,
okay,
yes.
Okay, this is it. This is to close it down.
Oh, okay.
This is to close it out. Do you think more Davids complain than Marks?
Yeah, Davids. Everyone knows a David, and Davids are complaining all the time.
Exactly right. Well done.
Yes!
You closed it out. You won today.
Wow.
We've got a mate called Dave who has a moan.
Yeah, right. Radio X. Martin in the Radio X office has had a broken hot tap for over 8 years. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This inspired our feature.
Martin's hot tap. He needs a new one. But he can't be asked. Get it done. Madden.
Wow.
Wow. What I love is the idea of Gav sending that in and thinking, there's no way they'll play that.
I wonder if Gav was a little bit Christmassy.
I wonder.
That's not the Woodman Gavin sent. Yeah.
No, Gavin Newport, that is. Which is a work of genius. I enjoyed it.
I
it's a nice
it.
Interpretation
Gavin
of the piece.
Gavin, you're with the interpreter. Yeah, yeah. Please, if you've got a more interpretive piece. Gav.
It's nice to see it being, you know, updated after all these years.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Like I say, don't sit around and whinge your song's never been on national radio. Send it in.
Yeah, right, because if that
to,
got on.
Johnny at radiox.co.uk.
You know where the bar is now.
It's going to
no
be
one
on.
Was, no one was more surprised than Gav. As the song says, we're after all those things you can't be asked to fix. Certainly not that song, you know. Not only are we celebrating your apathy, but also in your ingenuity. I loved it, though. We were all on bated breath.
It
was
brilliant.
It sounded like it was going to go, but it didn't.
No,
didn't.
No.
In fact, nothing happened.
Left weird. You wanting
he
more.
Just went, math. And,
I was hearing a little bit of Bob Dylan in there.
Yeah, there was a bit of Bob Dylan, definitely. But not the good
bit. Quite a small amount.
Yeah. Not the bit that won the Nobel Prize. Right. Hashtag MHT, hashtag CBA. Can't be asked. Do have a go. Get yourselves on national radio. Enter a Martin's Hot Tap theme, please. Right. Dr. S, what you got?
This is from Stacey, who's in Poole. And who Stacey says, our bathroom toilet seat split and broke on one side.
If you get a little bit of anything hanging, trapped in there.
Man, Christ, even just a bit of thigh.
Oh, man.
It's not good.
That's what I meant.
I can't be asked to get a new one, even after much painful pinching of bums every time we sit down.
God, oh, man.
So we now rip off 4 sheets of toilet paper, fold into 2, and place on top of the broken part of the seat.
Why is it we?
Well, whoever's living in the house.
They must have agreed what is the preferred amount of toilet paper.
I was going to say otherwise. I don't like to think of them as a two-man job.
This makes it a safe place to rest. This has been going on for 6 months.
Wow.
6 months. Just get a new toilet.
That's
terrifying.
But if I was them, this sounds like a job for our friend Dr. Gaffer.
At least Dr. Gaffer.
At least Dr. Gaffer, or certainly Dr. Superglue.
That should be part of SAS selection. You have to use that toilet seat.
What you got, Gaffer?
This is from Pete in Derby. He says, the light switch in my lounge broke. Couldn't be asked with fixing it, so I bought a candelabra instead. I lived like that for the best part of a decade.
That is fantastic.
It's the most old school MHT we've had.
Candelabra.
Wow. Amazing. And it's so glamorous as well.
I like the idea of going off to bed with it.
Yeah. Alone in his room, the Count.
Incredible.
I also lie there in a coffin.
That's amazing.
That's great, isn't it? It's just, I don't know.
I hope it's really ornate and there's loads of candles on it. Right.
This is Steve in Ipswich. After about 10 years ago, my central heating pump seized.
Yeah.
After some expert diagnosis and experimentation, I discovered a gentle, well-placed tap with a hammer kicked the pump into life.
Right.
Problem solved. This would happen once or twice a week. I soon got fed up of getting the hammer from the shed.
Yeah.
I therefore went to my local DIY store and purchased a second hammer to leave in the airing cupboard. This stroke of genius. I know.
It's so much cheaper than a plumber.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Just buy another hammer.
This stroke of genius extended the life of my heating pump by about 8 years until I had it ripped out and replaced. Great stuff.
That's just... That's one of the nicest stories I've ever
heard. Anytime you're buying... an actual tool, specific, rather than fixing it.
Yeah, right, which you can almost like tape it to the.
The worst thing is the worst thing is when you do that.
Yeah.
You like a friend of mine. He had a Cadillac 1974 Sedan DeVille.
Yeah.
And the starter motor kept going, but if you sprayed WD-40 at it and whacked it with a hammer while it was turning over, it worked.
It worked. Okay.
So he bought one of those rubber hammers.
Rubber.
You know those things, so it wouldn't. You'd be too much.
Yeah.
A rubber mallet.
Yeah, yeah.
He put that in the glove compartment.
Right.
It was there with the WD-40. But when he bought it new, he really had that air of him of a man who's just had his car serviced and valeted. You know, he really felt like he.
That's fully fixed.
It's good as new now.
And it was for a while. Yeah.
No, but he really, honestly, I thought he'd had it fixed. No. Where he says, no, I went to the ironmongers, I've sorted it. I go, what, an ironmongers?
What have they got for
an auto supply thing? No, then he had the trouble with the radiator, it was leaking.
Oh.
So every sort of 50 miles, we had to fill it up with Radweld.
Okay.
Which was, oh man. Anyway. If you have any examples of DIY dodges or bodges, send us your Martin's Hot Tout to 83936 or you can email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Having a strong email password can help protect you from cybercrime. But there's an extra step you could take this festive season to make your email even harder to hack. Just set up two-step verification on your main email account to get double the protection. Go on. Take your email security to another level the next time you log on. That should do it. Search Cyber Aware from the National Cyber Security Centre.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Oasis, some might say, from the album Teddy Boy Northern Rocker. I'm kidding.
What?
I was just saying if you were listening to me.
I can't believe I even read the album cover to make sure. I turned to the screen and there's no album cover.
You just look like you're all lost in your own thoughts. I'm like, I already test them out. I make it.
Rock.
Great name for an album.
By testing out. See if you're listening. Anyway, do you know something? I think they get better. Oasis. I don't think they need to reform. They're getting better.
Mm.
Like a really good vintage claret.
Definitely.
Like, say, a 55 Latour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. Or anything from any Burgundy from 2011, right?
Sure. I'll take your word for it. I don't have a clue.
I don't know. I was winging it. I was just hoping that... I know. Wine doesn't hang around for that long in either of your houses. particularly not Sunters, who did have an alcohol-free free weekend.
Yeah.
And my goodness, it shows.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
But quite good.
turns out it makes you feel bad the next day. We discovered.
Yeah.
Right, guys, I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you so much for joining us. I've just read about a really bad new wellness trend, which is, well, with their immense physique and distinctly agricultural scent, cows are not the first animal you'd expect people to be willing to pay to cuddle.
Right, yeah.
But now they are.
Uh-huh.
A farm in East Yorkshire has animal lovers stroking and lying with a group of retired milkers, which are happy to be bothered. It's got a picture of a load of hipsters in a sort of cattle shed just lying with these, literally.
Oh, they're so pretty.
Yeah, they are. Look, I do you know what? I used to work on a farm. I was responsible for the calves.
Right.
I had a particular affinity with 37A and 33A before they made the big journey.
Yeah.
The big last journey.
Sure.
But I do you know what? I saw them off. I waved them off.
Yeah, yeah.
With a glad heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They should be careful, though. Cows can be dangerous.
Sunter Templeton says, be careful. Cows can be dangerous.
They are beautiful creatures, obviously.
They really are. And they're so friendly. And what's weird is, I don't know how long humans have been eating them for, but they haven't got a fear of us at all.
No.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd have thought they'd all hide when you get to a field, but they don't.
Yeah. Interesting.
At all. You know, we were talking about hyenas earlier in Gav's Right Little Slot, how they've learned to back away from humans.
They've learned.
Because they know, well, we don't mess with them. No. I know they don't look like much, but they've got these weird hands that can use things to really
got tools.
Stabby and arrowy and stuff. Yeah. And they can like, kill you from when they're miles away from you.
Yeah.
You know, cows, they just got to roll over and you may as well just lie under, be under
you're
a car.
You're in trouble.
Someone kicks away the jack.
Absolutely right.
I hate to be that brutal. Gav, just give us some of the stats.
Well,
and this is in Britain.
Yeah, well, in America, it's 22 deaths a year from cow. In the UK, it's described as the UK's deadliest animal.
Right, there we go.
Between 2018 and 2022, there were more than 30 deaths from cow attacks.
That is a lot.
That's in a four-year period. It's an average of 4 to 5 a year, with about 40 serious injuries and another 30 or so light injuries.
Can I just say, a lot of people who know hipsters wouldn't mind them joining. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to be sorry. But if you have been to Hoxton and paid the exorbitant prices for things like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, right.
Or some had to serve you up some sort of overpriced barbecue rubbish.
Sure.
Then you probably try and go to the cow. Go on, take him. But just saying, be very careful.
Don't just approach a cow and assume you can give it a hug.
So, yeah, right.
No, not just any cow. No.
Yeah, right. They kill more people in this country than a lion.
That's right.
Or tiger.
I know.
Johnny Vaughan, Radio X.
Gab, let's have a hero.
Okay.
Every single day of the week, the woodman furnished with a hero. Today, utterly no exception. Gav, you've promised us someone being very inventive, a clockmaker.
That's right, a watchmaker,
yeah. Genius putting a big hand in your right little slot. What's going on there?
Okay,
that sounds obscene.
The hero today, Johnny, is a man called Pierre Jacques Droze. He lived from 1721 to 1790, and he was a Prussian watchmaker and inventor. He lived in Neuchâtel, which I've just realised means Newcastle, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Neuchâtel.
Yes.
It does.
Neuchâtel, yeah.
In what was then Prussia, but now Switzerland.
Yes, yeah.
So forget George Meriwether.
Oh, it was passed with some.
It is now, yeah. It's the only part of what was Prussia that joined Switzerland as a principality in itself.
Nice, nice.
It's such a weird detail.
So Prussia, a bit of Prussia in Switzerland.
It was just there, yeah.
That weird. Figures.
Yeah, yeah. So forget George Meriwether and his leech-powered tempest prognosticator.
We can't, Gav.
No,
can't.
I know we can't. Forget Steam Man or the Helmet Gun.
We've got
a new king. Pierre Jacques Droz gave us the robot boy of 1774.
You're kidding me.
Not only was he way ahead of his time, he was obviously in the Georgian
clockwork
era,
robot, right?
But unbelievably good.
Take us through it.
He built three of them. He was so worried about how good they were that he was worried about being arrested for sorcery.
things you haven't got to worry about anymore, right?
So each of the robots, he built three of them. They were internally very similar to what we now know of as early mechanical computers, because you could program them to do stuff. They were called the automata, as the three of them. The one was a musician. It was a female robot that could play an organ. Now, it didn't play a programmed music box. The actual robot played an organ, like properly.
Wow.
The robot could play. She breathed in and out, and her eyes moved across the keys where she put her hands.
Wow.
The second one was called the draftsman, and it was a boy who could draw pictures, four different pictures.
Are you sure this isn't sorcery?
Well, it's unbelievable. When I show you what's
inside, what do you think?
When I show you what's inside the back of one of these things.
Just without looking up. Sorcery, John.
The one that was called the robot boy of 1774 was the most complex. It was called the writer. And it could write with a quill pen. It's like a little boy.
What could it write?
It could write whatever you told it to write. So it could write 40 characters of whatever kind, but it wrote with a quill feather pen, and it dipped its pen in the ink.
But what do you mean it could write whatever you told it to write?
So in the back, in his back, I'm showing you a picture now, in his back was a big cog where you could decide what letters he was going to write. And you could tell
it's like elaborate typewriter.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But his eyes, he would dip it in and then shake it with his wrist to get rid of the excess ink.
Wow.
And then write perfectly. When you see the drawings this thing drew, it was unbelievable.
Robot boy.
Absolutely. And also, they all still exist.
Wow.
In Neusch, in Newcastle, in Switzerland.
And they
in
all a museum, work.
And they work perfectly.
Come
absolutely perfect. What he used them for, he used them to show off what he could do as a watchmaker. So he would take them, show them to kings and queens, and then hope that they ordered, a watch from him or something. The boy that drew the pictures would blow dust from the pencil.
Oh,
like,
man,
really,
that's
really,
amazing.
Really amazing.
You can't have a robot doing dust. Oh, they must have put some sort of rubber pipette in there.
Must
that
have.
Then released
and it
a little
just
bit of
did
air.
A certain movement. But
wow.
When
let's
he was,
salute this guy.
When he was right, let's salute him. Pierre-Jacques-Droz.
Johnny Vaughan, absolutely salutes you.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 fan.
Radio X.
Residents of seaside villages in Cornwall
yes.
were shaken awake by an earthquake in the early hours of yesterday.
Oh, my God.
One person said the tremor felt like a juggernaut had hit the house.
Really?
It wasn't. But they, exaggerate. Another mistook the rumbling for a passing tractor. It was a real difference between a juggernaut hitting your house. And that is the Cornish. They are, because it is the county of liars. They lie.
We don't know it wasn't a giant.
It could be.
Walking through the village. The giant of Cornwall.
Right, yeah, what I'm saying that, look, Japan has recorded the most earthquakes of anywhere on Earth.
Yeah.
9.1 magnitude of tsunami that claimed all those lives.
Yeah.
Philippines. Mm-hmm. They've had 52 recorded proper big earthquakes. Nepal. You know, you've got to look at the...
These are all on fault lines. Plates are meeting each other.
You know. You look at the documentaries on it. Iran, Turkey, that one they just had. Pakistan.
Right.
You've got volcanoes. United States got 168 volcanoes. Russia, 144. Indonesia, 127.
Wow.
Japan, 108. You know?
They're Iceland, always rumbling.
Iceland, they're just living now in fear of the big one going off.
Yep.
And the Cornish. Maybe it's like a passing tractor.
Passing tractor doesn't sound like
It was a bit like a passing tractor.
And they're after some of that earthquake sympathy,
aren't
they?
Of course they are.
Sure.
They are. They're just sort of thinking, that gets a bit publicity. Well, those countries don't seem to do bad out of it. No mistake. Perhaps if I started lying a bit, there'd be a couple of earthquakes around here. We might be looking at a few quid. And also always looking at ways to discourage
visitors. Yeah.
That might keep them away. That might keep them away. The earthquake, which had... Okay, do you know what this magnitude was?
What?
2.7.
That's just a little tremor.
Look it up, it's less than a passing juggernaut.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like...
It's like being near a bus.
No, it's like being a traffic lights when there's a taxi.
Okay, just rumbling away with a diesel engine.
Yeah, right.
Just a slight wobble.
Yeah. Tremors were felt in several towns within a 19-mile radius, including Snives, Mousehole, Zants, and Camborne. After the earthquake struck at 12:50, 2.7. That might keep me awake. But not. And we might be able to pick up some properties for cheap for a change and then sell them back in town more expensively.
Oh, that place will get swallowed up.
There's a great big sinkhole around there.
You won't want that.
I wouldn't buy that house. I might get it for cheap then sell it expensive.
X. Hello, it's Jonathan Ross.
And me, Honey Ross.
We have a new weekly podcast out now called Real Talk, where we dive into and dissect the most exciting new releases from the film and TV world.
This week we're supported by Sky and the release of the second series of their BAFTA award-winning show, The Lazarus Project. In this brilliant series, the world is locked into a never-ending time loop and the Lazarus team must race against the clock to find a solution before humanity is wiped out forever.
All episodes of the new series of The Lazarus Project are available now on Sky. And to listen to our new podcast, Real Talks, head over to Global Player.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Hey, here's from the Cornish to farmers.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference.
Sure, go on.
Although the mindset, similar.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
We have some difficult situations with water companies. Theresa Coffey told the House of Commons when she started her new job as Environment Secretary, yet sewage spills and water firms were not her priority because other ministers are working on that.
Right. Because it's quite tiring, I've heard.
Yeah. Anyway, these sewage spills now are utterly out of hand with one, you know that farmer I told you about?
Yeah, the one who adjusted that river.
Yes.
Yeah, and he got in trouble, he got sentenced, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, get this, yeah.
Go on.
That farmer, yeah, who's part of the problem, yes, you've already got Theresa Coffey and the water companies riding roughshod over the people, yeah?
Yeah.
A wealthy farmer, you'd have thought farmers would try and stop all these things and sort of, you know, they sort of have some care about the land.
Guardians of the land.
Not this guy. A lot of them do, not this guy.
Right, go on.
And let me tell you, farmers only do when they can mark, it's a markup for food.
Right.
Okay.
So as soon as you can start having something a bit more organic, if there's a few quid in it, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you can say it's organic, you get away with that.
Lovely.
I'm only joking. They have a tough time. I've got to watch it because Clark's not complaining, will he?
Yeah.
A wealthy farmer who was jailed after turning a river into, quote, a lifeless canal.
Oh,
oh God.
He said, he's now said.
What did he say?
I've got no regrets.
Really?
What?
The
absolute cheek.
I've got no regrets. That's what he says. He says, how do you feel about turning that lovely river into a lifeless canal? His reply, no regrets. He used bulldozers and an 18-ton digger to illegally dredge a mile-long stretch of the river Lug. Price, a potato, beef and sheep farmer in Herefordshire, said he carried out the works to protect properties from flooding. Trees were removed. A hard standing area was built, and the bulldozer was driven on the riverbed, crushing fish eggs in a river.
Dredged the bottom of the river with a bulldozer.
He just went along the river in the bulldozer.
Oh, that's horrendous.
And it's known for salmon. They've never been back.
Oh. Right. Oh.
Natural England and the Environment Agency said the actions had breached environmental permits. I've done nothing wrong.
I have no regrets.
I don't see as though I've done nothing wrong. What I regret. Sentencing Price in April, Judge Ian Strongman said the farmer had only increased the risk of flooding. He has turned it into a canal devoid of most life. It is ecological vandalism on industrial scale.
Wow.
Price says, I got no regrets.
Oh, I don't like it.
So be it.
You wouldn't want a judge called Judge Strongman, would you?
No, you certainly wouldn't. certainly this guy. Anyway, he served 11 weeks for a 12-month sentence.
Right.
Later reduced to 10 months. He says, I've not got any regrets at all. I had every permit and licence I required, but the Environment Agency in Natural England, as if they couldn't read, they weren't interested. The approach they had was disgusting. They did a dawn raid on me. There we go. He was surprised.
Wow.
When he was driving that bulldozer along the river.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
That's the Beatles. So it's the Beatles.
A great band.
It'd be really weird if you had a tribute band for the Beatles called the Beatles.
Right.
And you all dressed like Jeremy Beadle.
Great idea. It's a real money earner, that one.
It really is. Quite obscure.
You get a lot of bookings.
And you did practical jokes in between.
you just push people's cars into the canal and
in
stuff like that.
if you're at the pub, you go, is any owner of car GX 41 BNY? Have a look at this.
It's gone in the canal. This one's Love Me Do.
It's paperback writer.
Oh, hybrid tribute acts. I just love that.
Hybrid tribute act.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Gav, save that.
Keep it on ice.
Because, Gav, that is from now till Christmas. that difficult Thursday slot.
The Beatles.
The Beatles. That's genius, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Genius. Sometimes I surprise myself sometimes.
Mm. Radio X.
This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Now, one of the formulas for Britain being terrible at sport is that we've thought it up.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Which is all sports. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the first mark that we're not going to do very well internationally.
Is that we've made it up.
Yeah. Right. Football, cricket, rugby, boxing. Well, not so much, but boxing only because the rest of the world, no one does it anymore.
Snigger.
we're pretty good at snooker.
Yeah.
Darts. They're two we're quite good at.
Yeah.
But we've triumphed in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
At something you'd have thought we wouldn't be good at.
Oh,
what?
Well, it's been a wounding year for Britain's sporting pride, but a British team has plucked victory from the jaws of defeat after bagging gold in a first ever World Cup tournament for picking up litter.
What?
Yes.
That's a tournament.
Yeah, it is. We didn't think it up. Yeah,
no.
It's thought up by the Japanese, who are the best at it.
Right.
Must have thought it up, thinking they were going to win it.
Yeah.
Like the British with sports we've done in the past, thought, we'll do that, we're going to clean up here, don't worry about that
one.
But literally, yeah.
No. Alexandra Winship, Jonathan Winship and Sarah Parry competed under the team name The North Will Rise Again, beat 20 countries in the Spogami World Cup 2023. They're awarded a set of recycled plastic tongs and the title of Samurai Litter Pickers.
Ooh, oh, my God. I like that title.
Yes.
Is there a good career to be had in this new sport?
I'm sure it's amateur. It's not professional.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Amateur
the
level.
Japanese word for rubbish is gomi.
Yeah.
And it originates in Japan, this thing.
Right.
And it's spogomi, the sporting rubbish.
Okay.
So what you got to do is, do you want to know the rules?
Yeah, yes, go on.
Definitely.
So contestants in a team of three collect as much litter as possible in an hour in a 5 square kilometre area in the capital's bustling Shibuya district.
Right.
They then have a limited time to separate it and weigh it. They've got to separate it up in bits. We're champions at it. We just created it.
Five square kilometres.
Great incentive to get people to go out and pick up litter.
Yeah, great, great, great.
Competitive, yeah.
Competitive litter picking.
No, I resent it.
Why?
I resent splitting stuff up at home into different categories as well. Mm. Because there was an advert I used to have to play on the radio show 2 ages ago. It was like, it just went, last year London has saved over £30 million by recycling.
Mm.
I was thinking there's 8 million of us.
Mm. Right.
That's £3 each.
Right.
I'm doing this every single night. Washing bottles. £3.
A year.
A year.
But it all helps.
No, no.
A little bit all helps.
No, it doesn't. It's £3 a year.
We're probably better at it by now.
No, I'm just saying, but all that recycling, all that dividing stuff, you know, I use more hot water than that to wash out the bottles and stuff.
Mm.
Basically, I tell you what, you're forming. I tell you why they encourage it. Because you are the first stage sorter in someone else's money-making enterprise. That's why.
Yep, yep.
That's why.
Yep. Sure. But
they just got us used to it. We're working for them.
Picking up the litter bit of this sport is very good.
Oh, that's good, yeah. But it's like when you go to Sainsbury's or any supermarket and you start using self-service checkouts. You're working for them.
Yeah.
That's someone's job.
Yep. Mm.
So, yeah, oh, it's great. I can just go there and do it. They're just exploiting you. At the end of the year, for every hour you've spent on a self-service checkout, you should get the same wages as someone working in a checkout.
Definitely.
And you should get that as a discount.
Absolutely right.
How long do you spend at the checkout?
Well, in a course of a year, you'd be surprised, Sunday Templeton.
It all adds up.
You're only supposed to take baskets to them.
No, no, you can get those other huge ones. You get huge ones.
You're only supposed to take baskets.
Oh, no, you're undermining it again, the two of you pathetic individuals.
I'd like to know if litter picking up, if there's like a style that different competitors have.
Right.
Or is there like a Fosbury flop technique that someone's changed the game with or something, you know?
Okay, listen to this.
Go on.
Points are awarded for the amount and type of rubbish collected.
Right.
Burnable and non-burnable rubbish earn 10 points per 100 grams. Cans and bottles, 12 points. PET plastic bottles, 25 points.
Mm.
Cigarette butts earn the highest score, 100 points per 100 grams. And let me tell you, Japanese, they love a tab.
Love a cigarette.
They smoke
like
mad.
They take forever to decompose.
Oh, it's like the 70, cigarette butts.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why you should always smoke. Try and smoke Park Drive, Woodbine, unfiltered cigarettes. Don't put filters on your roll-ups.
I hope that the technique involves a stick with a nail in the end of it.
Really?
I feel like that's got to be...
That's a picaroon, woodworkers use them.
In the morning and afternoon sessions, the team gets 45 minutes to hunt the rubbish, 20 to sort it. Running and picking through litter bins and shadowing other teams were all forbidden, with a referee following their every move.
Mm.
That's how it works. Land of Hope and Glory was played when the team were presented with their medals.
Nice.
I love the idea. They pick up medals for litter picking.
It's just awesome.
And they get Elgar's Land of Hope and Glory. Mother of the free. Just beautiful.
X. With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets. At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Oh, hello. It's Thursday, 23rd of November, not only here on Radio X, but right across the UK.
Indeed.
Fourth Thursday in November, special day for our American friends. Big hello to all our listeners in Iowa.
We've got a lot of Iowa listeners, I believe.
Big hi to everyone listening out there in Iowa. Nice to have you here.
Don't forget Missouri.
Big hello to everyone in Kansas City, Missouri. People think Kansas City's in Kansas. It's not.
No.
Confusing, right. Huh?
Yeah, very confusing.
You call sign Kansas City, you're going to think,
know.
You know.
I know.
It's like York being in Cumberland. You know, you just wouldn't do that, but it is. Sorry, it's not. God, I've ruined it now.
Crazy.
New York is in New York.
New York is in New York, but it's not in New York. Yeah. It's not in New Yorkshire.
No. Interesting county, though, wouldn't
New Yorkshire. No, we've built...
Oh, none of the old stuff.
But everything's bigger and better in New York.
Mind the old stuff.
You went to New York and they all spoke like that. We're all New Yorkers
This is
here.
New York, lad.
Oh. Get thyself off there. Get that... in New Yorkshire.
It caps old York every day.
Oh, yeah.
You want to go to New Leeds? Thursday, 23rd of November, fourth Thursday in November, special day for many Americans.
Mm.
Big hello to our listeners in Iowa. Sorry, I just like saying it. And we are celebrating Thanksgiving.
Thank you for
yes.
Thank you for being a friend.
It's just awful. What's this from? What is it?
Oh, Golden Girls.
I was going to say, it sounds like a sitcom, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels like straight in
there.
It's
from Golden Girls. Thank you so much to everybody who's texting. Just to thank the Gavins in their life. TJ, I just want to thank my brother-in-law, Gavin, for giving me his man flu this weekend. Thanks, Gavin. I can thank Gavin for doing the same for me.
Can.
Thank you so much. And straight away just going, you've given me loads of lurkies, so shut up. Because he was in such a bad mood. Sorry about that, Gav. Okay, what you got there? Dr. S.
John, I don't know any Gavs personally, so I'd like to send thanks to Gavin. Hang on, thanks Gavin wishes to the Thangs Gang. Thangs Gang's Gav.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
This is going to get really confusing, mainly for reading out a lot of my texts. Russell in Glasgow says, thank you, Gavin.
It's a pleasure, Russell.
So much, Violent Russ. One of our listeners, Violent Russ. Okay, what else we got? Thanks, Gavin. On this prestigious day, can I be the first to raise a toast to the mercurial gentleman gardener, Dermot Gavin?
I remember Dermot Gavin.
I remember Dermot Gavin.
Long hair. He was a lovely gardener.
Oh, yeah. Nice guy.
Mm.
I'd like to thank Gavin Harris for all his goals for Newcastle United, less so Chelsea, Real Madrid and LA Galaxy. The films wouldn't have been the same without him, says Tom in Peterborough. Thanks for that. Also, hello, thanks Gavin Day to Gavin K of Marlow, known to his friends as Gav. Best friend for 40 years, a man of principle. Favourite pastime is stopping people jumping the queue or undertaking in traffic. Rules are rules.
Yes, Gavin.
Where would he be without rules? France. Too many rules. Germany. Very good point. Students, what you spotted there?
Claire says, hello, Johnny and the crew. I would like to thank my husband, Gavin. This thanks, Gavin, as yesterday was my birthday and he booked me in for a massage for a treat in the afternoon. I went and it turned out to be a brothel. True story.
That's fantastic.
Claire, wow. What? I want to know what happened when you turned up.
I'll tell you something, it's a poor excuse. Someone's playing a joke on you there, love. They really are. That's a cruel joke, that was. Yeah, anywhere that generally has massage in the title.
Sure.
Especially, it depends what word goes with it. Like ace.
Right, yeah.
Stick to spa hotels.
No, but yeah, but if it's ace massage, things like that, that's a real giveaway, isn't it?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I think it is, yeah.
Isn't it, Santa?
Jack of clubs. Any car. Jack of clubs. massage.
Right.
Queen of Hearts, massage. Eight of Diamonds. But you see what I mean? There's a pattern, yeah, there's a pattern, isn't there? I'm just saying, avoid massage places that are, you know, unless, of course, you're playing a practical joke on Claire. Tough John, I know Gavin. I'm not thanking him. He's a Spurs fan. That's from Jill in Watford. Brilliant. But could you not say Spurs? So it's Tottenham.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't call Chelsea the Blues. They don't call Arsenal the Gooners. Let's accord them the same respect, please.
Yeah.
Gav, what do you see?
Cliff in Sussex says, Johnny, I'd like to thank Gavin Peacock
Whoa, we're not having the word Cliff on the show.
What?
It's banned. It's a banned word.
Cliff
just
in
say,
Sussex?
No, just go past it.
Anon in Sussex.
No, just say a listener in Sussex.
A listener in Sussex says, Johnny, I'd like to thank Gavin Peacock for being in the Chelsea squad with the lowest average height, along with John Spencer and Dennis Wise back in the day.
And Mark Steen. And
yeah.
Also, and
they were tiny.
Unbelievable.
Spencer was tiny.
It was like they just unleashed a squad of Jack Russells. Just like the Whittle guys. It was unbelievable. We had John Spencer... Mark Steen, or Peacock, and Wise.
Yeah.
Mind you, you know, you say that, but Gavin Peacock in United, when they had a record-breaking run in the Premiership, Gavin Peacock bookended that with 2 1-0ers, one at our place, one at theirs. Still got the headline from the Pinken, which used to be the Man United evening paper. Red faces. I've still got it somewhere at home.
They can never take that away from you, John.
One of the best away days I've ever had. They can never take that away. No. Indeed, Gav. I think it was 26 games between those two defeats. Both goals in the 1-0ers coming from Gavin Peacock, who's now a preacher, I think, in America.
Really?
Yeah. Thanks, Gavin, raising the intellectual bar. Let's celebrate 14th century benighted hero Sir Gawain.
Yeah, there was one round the round table,
yes.
That's right.
Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Gawaining.
Yeah.
Quite. What are you seeing there? Dr. S.
Matthew Rose says, thanks be to Gavlar from Cleobury Mortimer Rugby Club. Despite being the wrong side of 40, he never lets the team down.
What, 37?
Of course he doesn't.
It must be 37.
The wrong side, right?
Yes, 37. 30. Wrong side. How dare he make out the wrong side of 40? He's like above 40.
Oh.
It's below.
Well, you've made that assumption.
Life begins. No, but life. Yeah, exactly. Good point. Because I bet he does mean that.
He does.
I bet
does.
He calls
he
back.
Definitely
he definitely does.
Does.
Yeah, yeah, right. You'll hit it soon, so don't you worry about that one. You're already the wrong side of 40. You might come the right side of it if you play your cards right, love. Yeah. Yeah. And Satan doesn't take you off early. It's all the pacts you've made with him. Right. Johnny.
She must be a great blues guitarist. And
yes, yeah,
so
must
brilliant.
Be brilliant. That's what she was.
Yeah.
She got a guitar, it just happened. We just, and all of us knew exactly what had happened there. Yeah. She lives on a crossroads, above an off-license.
Mm. That's not
there's a blues
correct,
film.
So
there's a blues
it's
film.
It's an off-license called Papa Legbuzz.
Yeah. She lives above an off-license. Johnny, just like to say hello to the Woodman, who's the only Gav I've ever known. I didn't know one at school, nor work. Also, thank him for being my one single follower on Twitter.
Simon.
Stop.
One follower. I'll follow you.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
It was Thanks Gavin Day.
Mm.
Everyone thank you. Gavin's in their life. So much love for Gavin's. Although there was a hooligan Mick element got involved.
There was, yeah. But
a lot of people suddenly started to talk about Mick's. Thanks, my bro, the Gavster, for being a total butthead from a younger brother, Adam. Hey, Teach, happy Thanks Gavin Day. Thank you so much, my good friend Gavin, for being quite ugly. I'm no oil painting, but he makes me look handsome. Good man, Gav. And that's from Jay. I'd like to wish Gavin, a.k.a. Mr. Woods, a very happy Thanks Gavin Day. When I messaged him on Twitter for advice re-cleaning my guitar, he not only sent an excellent cleaning advice, but also setup tips.
Oh, yeah.
How awesome is that? Thanks, Gav. Shall I just tell you, Christian, two words. Catnip.
Yeah.
No, literally.
You ask it honestly.
Stopping me.
Yeah.
Try stopping me.
That was his present, is to be asked advice about guitars. Quite
oh,
clever.
Man.
I'm surprised he turned up for work. He's not still
I'm
typing.
Still sending him tweets.
There you are. You won't hear the end of that one. It's like when people ask me for book recommendations on my Instagram. Christ alive, you get. Yeah, you'll get somewhere. Actually, well, not always, you know, because sometimes I don't go into the general section.
Sure.
I can't risk it.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every Friday. And that's predictable. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's true to form.
Sure.
If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.com. radioxjohnny.co.uk. True to form. I probably, someone else will deal with it. Radio
X. Looking for keys. Looking for keys. Looking for keys. Everyone's tired of looking for keys. So the Honda HR-V Hybrid can be unlocked and turned on with your phone. Where will listening take us next? Honda, the power of dreams.